Rasmussen Poll, Liberals and Wealthy Welcome Caravan Migrants. By Neil Munro on January 22, 2021. Two of every three Americans want the federal government to block the caravans of migrant workers from Central America, says a Rasmussen Reports poll. The opposition among likely voters is deep and broad, except among liberals and people who earn above $200,000 per year. The poll asked, should the U.S. government stop all of the migrants in the Honduras caravan from entering? Or should it allow them to enter this country temporarily until each of their cases can be individually reviewed? The sample of 880 likely voters opposed the entry of the migrants by 60% to 30%. Conservatives opposed the entry by 82% to 13%, while moderate respondents oppose it by 55% to 34%. But liberals overwhelmingly favored entry for the migrants, with 63% saying the government should allow them to enter this country temporarily until each of their cases can be individually reviewed. Psychological studies show people who strongly oppose inequality tend to become liberals. In contrast, people who emphasize solidarity tend to become Republicans. Just 24% of liberals align themselves with American workers by agreeing the U.S. government should stop all of the migrants in the Honduras caravan from entering. The liberals' welcome policy would spur further labor migration because catch-and-release policies allow migrants to get U.S. jobs, either legally or illegally. The migrants want and need to work hard to quickly repay the home country mortgages and loans that fund their coyote-guided Hunger Games trek past the murderous cartels. The mass migration ended in 2020 when President Donald Trump managed to stop the catch and release of migrants, nearly all of whom compete with blue-collar Americans for jobs, usually by providing cheaper services to wealthier Americans. Currently, the northward movement of the caravans is being blocked by the Guatemalan and Mexican soldiers, police, and politicians, even as President Joe Biden's liberal deputies display their welcome policy by dismantling Trump's border controls. Wealthy people who earn above $200,000 also favored the migrants' entry, by 52% to 38%. Responses from liberals and wealthy people dragged the collective response from Democrats down to 38% rejection, 49% welcome. In contrast, high school graduates opposed a welcome policy by 64% to 22%. People with postgraduate degrees narrowly opposed entry, at 49% to 38%. The poll showed an unusually wide class difference between wealthy Americans and poor Americans, partly because it directly asked participants to describe what side are they on. Race was not a major factor. Blacks and other non-white respondents opposed entry by 58% to 33%. The vast majority of Americans tell pollsters that the federal government should ensure Americans have decent jobs before it allows companies to import more foreign workers. The polls show Americans' deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into the skilled jobs needed by young and mid-career American graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media's magnification of many skewed polls that still push the 1950s Nation of Immigrants claim. Investor-backed progressives deride the public's civic solidarity as xenophobia. But migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, and also impose tight control and pay cuts on American professionals. Migration also helps corral technological innovation by minimizing the employment of American graduates, undermine Americans' labor rights, and redirect progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities and claims.